Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Housing, of course, is a big issue in Seattle, and so from time to time we bring in Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner to tell us what the stats are saying. And it sounds like it's official, the housing market has softened, huh?
Very much so, yes. I mean, the numbers came out for the sales in January, which indicate the year-over-year sales in King County, not sales, sales prices in King County were down just over 1%. It's the first time we've seen a year-over-year contraction since the market bottomed in 2012.
So is that a typical market cycle, about 7 years?
Well, I mean, you have to look at it. We obviously, when we hit the peak of the bubble in 2007, 2008, dropped down dramatically, overcorrected. We bottomed out in 2012. So I think, is it normal? No, because historically speaking, housing actually appreciates in value in the long term. So I think really what we did is we overshot before the recession hit, overcorrected as we do. Are we overshooting again? I think the long-term trend is still positive. But I think without a doubt, we are likely to see some contraction in sales price over the course of probably the first part of this year. And then we're going to start appreciating again, likely in the second half.
So it sounds like at least temporarily good news for buyers and renters then.
Yeah, very much so. Again, another big story about it is the fact we've seen a massive increase in inventory. There's a lot of houses have come on the market. A lot of people were wondering why that was the case. Essentially, it started last fall. And to a great degree, the reason why we saw that is a lot of investors. And a lot of investors saying, you know, we believe the market's peaked. We think mortgage rates are going to be rising. Now could be a good time to sell my investment house. Rather than just the normal turnover of houses that you expect to see, we're actually living in our homes an awful lot longer than we used to, historically speaking. So a big pump in inventory, that can have negative impacts on sales prices. That's what we're going to see, again, I believe, through the course of the first half of this year.
But that's the way the economy is supposed to work, right?
Absolutely, so, yeah.
You make your money, you get out, somebody else buys it, and if that happens a lot, then the price goes down, and so suddenly people who couldn't afford something before can afford something now.
Right. It very much comes back to simple supply and demand.
Yeah.
We increase supply, we set up a finite amount of demand, although I will tell you that the demand is actually very robust. The economy is doing well. We will likely create about 40,000 jobs in King County this year. Very significant figures. But even though we're creating those jobs, the big push on listings, that's going to cause some slowing down in home price growth, very specifically in King County, which is the least affordable housing market.
Yeah, you said 40,000 jobs this year.
That's my forecast. That's correct.
That still sounds fairly healthy. So this this price softening is not Armageddon by any means.
No, not at all. I mean, I think it's much to be corrected or overcorrected on the downside in 2012. Are we overcorrected on the upside? I think what's going to happen is we reached an affordability ceiling. Prices will pretty much stay put for the court to essentially allow incomes to catch up. I also believe that, again, the second half of this year we'll start seeing price growth, but it's going to be very much more modest than we've seen for the last really probably 6 or 7 years.
What about what's going on in Bellevue these days?
Bellevue are going gangbusters. You've seen significant residential and commercial development activity. I think we'll see Amazon going into downtown Bellevue. I think that's fairly well known now.
I mean, is it becoming a competitor to Seattle or just a satellite? Or what do you think's ahead for Bellevue?
Oh, I think that it was a satellite likely back in the 1990s. Certainly not anymore. I mean, you've got lease rates in general, which are higher than they are in Seattle. You've got vacancy rates that are lower than they are in Seattle. So it really has come into its own. I think a lot of companies are now saying, you know, we don't have to be in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
We are in the greater Seattle area. That's fine. So we can be in Bellevue. It really makes no difference. But I think as much an interest to me than anything else is the fact it's proximity to housing that you see more so on the east side than you see in the city of Seattle. And I think that could be driving some companies.
Much easier commute if you live and work in Bellevue.
Very much so. I mean, this whole thing started with Symetra Financial back in the late 90s, creating their global headquarters in Bellevue and not Seattle. Everyone wondered why.
Yeah.
And essentially their decision was made around where do their employees work? And we want to be closer to them. So I think in terms of Bellevue, Bellevue is looking very rosy right now because of the commercial development, the jobs that are being created there. I think we're going to see more in the way of residential development in downtown Bellevue. And obviously, you can't dismiss the fact that at some point or another, light rail will be going through downtown.
So I was thinking, once light rail is built, if you want to spend lunch at a fancy Seattle restaurant, you're 15 minutes from downtown, 15 minutes back. Why not?
Absolutely. And I think, so in terms of it being a satellite, no, I think it really is on a par now. Certainly not in scale. It's a significantly smaller market when you look at overall square foot. But I would say, yeah, it absolutely is a competitor to the Seattle CBD.
I haven't checked the figures. Is Tacoma in danger of being outdistanced by Bellevue in terms of population?
Oh, well, it depends on how you define the city. It's an interesting way to look at it. Quite possibly, I'd say yes. That wouldn't surprise me. And certainly if it's not there now, it's going to be getting close and ultimately more than likely will exceed it, yes.
Yeah. Homelessness and affordable housing. We're still in a homeless emergency, and there was this vision at one point of having some sort of commission where the business community, development community would get together with City Hall and they would come up with a plan that we could all understand with benchmarks and the whole thing. Has any of that happened yet?
Not as such. I mean, certainly there's a lot of ideas, a lot of theories going out there to try and bring the city council together with the development community. Obviously, mandatory housing affordability, various programs have been postured. It's just very hard to actually get down to the nuts and bolts of it, to get the dollars and cents to work. Obviously, you've got a jurisdiction, a city wants everything. You've got a development community that certainly wants to help, but is not prepared to take all of the financial burden. A project has to make sense for the developer. If it includes affordable housing, that's great. But they need to make a return. They're in business. They're not just going to give things away. And so right now, I think we're at a bit of an impasse in that respect, trying to understand what the developers need to make sense for their project. They will still meet city goals. Is there firm, and it's really not yet, I mean, it's been out there for several years now through MHA and various programs such as that. I think it's an ongoing discussion. Anything concrete come from it? Not that I'm aware of yet.
MHA being mandatory housing affordability.
Correct.
So the housing market appears to have peaked, but it's not Armageddon either for buyers or for sellers, but some renters will find housing to be a little more affordable than they might have expected.
And I think downtown renters will find that when their leases are being renewed, that the rental rate increases aren't as significant as they've seen in the last couple of years. That's going to be interesting as well, because as much as when we saw rents rise, there was a goal of people saying, okay, now could be a good time to move out and buy. But if their rent's not going up, and in some respects, actually, some instances coming down, they might actually sit on the sidelines just a little bit longer, maybe another year or so, before they make that decision to buy.
Chief Economist for Windermere Real Estate, Matthew Gardner. Matthew, thank you.
You're always welcome, David.